Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation. This week, we are talking to Brandon. Why? Because we are kicking off this season of Bachelor in Paradise. And Brandon was on Michelle's season. He was a very loved person on this show. And I can't wait to see him try to find love on Paradise, along with all the shenanigans that go on Paradise. So What about you, Mike? You excited about Paradise?
I am excited about Paradise. I love Brandon. You know, we had him on Talking It Out. Phenomenal guy. Him and Avon remind me of each other. Just great men that, you know, want love. And I hope that we get some tea with Brandon on his time on Paradise.
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to that. But first off, man, we got to touch on the dumpster fire that was the finale last night. It was a lot to take in. You know, and I just want to start this hot take. First of all, I'm happy to see Gabby and Eric hopefully happy together. They looked pretty happy on stage last night. And, you know, so I wish them nothing but the best. Hopefully they could get through all the controversy that's been going on. But
before you start that hot take, though,
yeah,
I do want to say something that is not in regards to our hot takes. I feel for Zach, right? And I feel for all the people that have been leads on this show simply because last night watching it, when Avon came out, it was like, you know, when you graduate high school and a popular kid walks across stage and the hand claps go crazy.
Yeah.
Then when that boring kid walks across stage, you hear crickets. Like, that stuff gets into Elite's head. And we did come at Zach and say he's boring. I'm not going to take back what I said. But at the same time, you know, we got love for Zach and want the absolute best for him and all the leads because, you know, we want them to find their love. And so I just hope that he goes in there, you know, with his head held high.
Yeah, not only that, I feel like if he could just loosen up as the season goes on, just so we could see a little bit more of his personality, a little bit more. He's too buttoned up. He's too perfect right now. I think he'll get in his groove as the season goes on and he gets more comfortable. So I'm looking forward to him growing in front of our eyes on screen. But what I want to touch on is the whole Tino and Rachel situation. Obviously, okay. They broke up. They had a really messy breakup.
Really bad.
So basically taking it to the scenario where they met up at the happy couple weekend house. And, you know, Tino comes over after having cheated on Rachel. He kissed another woman. He admitted to it. He came in and it was tough to watch, man. It was tough to watch. They were both going back and forth. Tino brought his journal to express his feelings about
weird in and of itself.
Yeah, I mean, I did journal on the season, did you?
No, I didn't have a journal.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people do. Hey, more power to him. But, you know, he brought it over, you know, just to express to Rachel how he was feeling in the moments and, you know, maybe what led to what he did or whatnot. But at the end of the day, I'm not Team Tino. I thought he definitely cheated. It is what it is. And, you know, I think Rachel has every right to kick his ass to the curb.
Okay.
You know, and she did that. And I just think that their communication was just so off. I thought that Tino did apologize on several instances. I thought at the happy couple weekend house, he was just all over the place. He would walk out. He had his shirt off. It was weird. Like, why the hell did he have his shirt off at that moment? I know he was trying to take off his mic, but just the back and forth, I thought they were definitely going in circles at that point. And I don't think he gave Rachel the full-on apology that he should have given her in that moment in order to try to salvage the relationship. And you could see she was visibly upset. And that just went nowhere. And then you fast forward to the finale where they met up on stage, live on stage. And I thought there was just more of a disconnect between the two. Not going to lie, I kind of felt a little bit for Tino in that.
Why?
I thought he came forward and he apologized for pretty much everything that he did wrong. He apologized for the cheating. He apologized for essentially what Rachel felt was putting it on her as far as putting blame on her as far as the cheating, which she has absolutely no blame. And he came forward and said that he was sorry for the fact, or if he made her feel that way in any way while they were having that conversation back at that house. And I just thought there was a disconnect in the sense that Rachel didn't understand and thought he wasn't being apologetic. Now, that's one thing if you don't think that person is sincere with it. I think you should say that then, right? If you don't think they're sincere, you say, hey, listen, I hear you. I hear you apologizing. But at the same time, I don't believe you. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're being sincere right now. I don't believe you. You screwed me over. Have a nice life. End of story, right? End of story. But what she was saying was she didn't understand. She thought he was going in circles. And she just wasn't, I guess, understanding. But I thought he was – I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I thought he was being sincere. But there was just miscommunication across the board. I think that, you know, the whole thing with bringing Avon on kind of made Tino a sympathetic figure, when at the same time that shouldn't be the case when it was him that cheated. You know what I'm saying?
The knight in shining armor to say.
Yeah, the knight in shining armor. I mean, it was a great TV moment. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I mean, it was amazing to see Avon, you know, comes on his horse, saves the day. He takes Rachel away. It was super awkward. Tino got left on stage with Jesse. It was a train wreck for Tino. You know, and listen, I'm not here to say that, you know, Tino was in the right in any way, shape, or form. Again, he cheated. She has every right to kick him to the curb. I just thought that, you know, he disarmed her in a sense. Like, have you ever, Mike, had that situation where, you know, you're with somebody in a romantic relationship, you get in a fight, you know, you separate, and then you come back to have that talk to resolve that situation. And you have all these points that you want to hit, right, where you want to get these points across because you feel a certain type of way. And you know that they're coming with, you know, possibly similar ammunition. But then at the same time, when you go to confront this person, that other person apologizes to you and basically puts all the blame on themselves. And you're like, but wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to hit all your points and you wanted to let them know about themselves. And now it's a situation where it's like, damn, they apologize for everything that I was about to get on them about. So
it shouldn't be that way, though. Like, if the person that you have some gripe with apologizes for their wrongdoing and they think they're being genuine themselves, whether you agree with their genuinity or not, you can't just continue to badger them and kick it, you know, kick them while they're down. I think that it comes from that's where you're not listening, right?
Yeah.
Intently. Because listening intently is like, oh, shit. Okay. You did take blame for that. All right. Well, let's talk about this, right? In comparison to, I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah. And I listen, like, if she didn't feel it was sincere, I get that. That's valid.
I mean, and I'm taking Rachel's defense. How the F, you cheating, bruh?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
bruh,
listen.
How you cheating on Rachel, homie? How you cheating? I'm tired of fellas making me look like a bad gender. I'm tired of getting my damn nerves, like, honestly. So
yes.
I'm completely on Rachel's side, but at the same time, I see what you're saying. Like, she was basically kicking a dead horse.
Yeah, and listen, like, the whole situation where, you know, he was talking about, I thought we were on a break, like, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Come on, Tino.
It made me scratch my ear, like, bruh, like, this is embarrassing.
From what we saw, I mean, and Rachel made it very clear, she never gave the ring back, even though she may have said it, you know, I'm not feeling this, I'm going to give the ring back. Like, he took that automatically as, like, okay, we're broken up, I can possibly do whatever I want to do now. I'm single. That wasn't the case. There was never a official breakup. She never gave the ring back officially. So for you to take that and run with it and, you know, not whatever. What happened happened. It's unforgivable. It's unforgivable. Bro, you know what I'm saying?
First off, what's up with people taking breaks while they're in a relationship? Can we start there? And then to even further, what's up with people taking breaks while they're engaged?
Yeah, yeah.
We're not taking breaks no more. We're getting through it, or we're not going to be done with it.
Yeah.
We're not taking breaks. What is this? Seventh grade? Come on.
Yeah, that it
that's
just
coming,
wasn't.
I'm coming at both of them in that regard. We're not taking breaks, bro. We're learning, we're growing, and we're deciding to separate completely, or we're going to get through this together.
Yeah, I feel like.
I don't think that she should have given him another chance, for the record. Like, bro, how you cheating on your effing fiance, homie?
Yeah. No, and especially, I mean, not only is your fiance, but it's like, how many times, like, I'm going to be with you forever. I'm going to love you forever. I mean, he was laying it on thick, as a fiance should, right? This is the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, just to then, right after the show, shit, you know, you go through some bumps in the road and you end up kissing another girl again. Tino, you're wrong for that, bro. You know, and using, you know, what you interpreted as a breakup or a break and then go do that. I mean, I would make it that's where the communication backfired, right? Like, I would have made clear, like, if that was going through your head, if you were thinking that that was a breakup and that was the end of your engagement, like, wouldn't you want to clarify things if it was maybe a little bit unclear? Because, I mean, he made it seem like, yeah, that was the sign for me. That was it. It was a wrap. But then it's like, was there ever official breakup? Was there ever unofficial calling off of this engagement? And according to Rachel, there wasn't. So it's like, that was just a misinterpretation, miscommunication in a dumb way from Tino.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you there. Definitely dumb with Tino. You know, thankfully,
like, you need to clarify those things.
He knows he's not, you know, ready for an engagement. She knows that that isn't her person. I think that the Avon thing was also weird.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was a low blow.
TV, right? That's what the producers do.
Absolutely.
You know, they say no one works harder in show business, right? That's how they did their job, to get the ratings and whatnot, and just kick Tino down as well.
Yeah, Mike. But just to put a pin in the whole Rachel and Tino situation, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it takes two to tango, right? I'm sure Rachel, you know, she looks in the mirror, can admit to faults. Tino obviously has things to work on himself and look in the mirror for. But at the end of the day, I feel like we just don't know all the facts, right?
We don't know all the facts, but at the same time, I'm going to disagree when it takes two to tango. It takes two to tango when it comes to, like, cheating. Rachel wasn't a part of that.
Correct.
That was Tino and whomever that young lady was. So I know what you're saying. I want to clarify that. Rachel wasn't a part of that two to tango. She might have had some, like, personality things, but, like, she wasn't a part of the whole cheating. That was 100% Tino.
The end reason why they broke up, he cheated, end of story, like, he's to blame. I don't want to, blur the lines on that. I guess it's just, where it went wrong prior to that, they were already having problems. Like, we don't know the whole story, right? Like, there's always... I just feel like there's more that's going to come out.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like we weren't filled in on a lot of the ins and outs of their relationship and why it went so wrong. I mean, Tino wrote a letter and then Rachel was going through things. Like, we just don't know. I feel like there's things that if we could fill the gaps, I think would give us a little bit more clarity on the situation. But at the end of the day, like you said, Tino is completely to blame here. He's the one that really messed up, and she has every right to kick him to the curb. So
we've said it multiple times. Hey, come talk it out with us.
Yeah.
Tino, come talk it out with us.
That would be great. I'd love to have Tino on just to hear his side.
But, man, I want to get someone else's take on the position of getting second almost. Like, and I hate saying second, but, like, knowing that they could have been good and then knowing that the person that the lead chose and that individual broke up. Talking about Michelle and Nate and talking about Rachel and Tino. We got Brandon on today, and I want to get his thoughts on the finale last night. And then just him in general. We haven't heard from him in quite a while. Then I want to speak on, I'm tired of the show having amazing opportunities to unite people and absolutely swinging and miss. Not even swinging, just missing. To be specific, I'm talking about Blackface and Eric.
100%.
They missed that completely. It's embarrassing. Like, how am I supposed to, as a black man, represent this show? All the DMs I get, and they have great opportunities to speak on things, unite things, because that's how I see it, right? When we have these opportunities that are like, oh, shit, this happened, we have an opportunity to grow. And they didn't do that. It's embarrassing. It's annoying. And I want to get Brandon's take on that as a black man also. So,
yeah, I echo your sentiments, man. I mean, I was watching it with Rachel last night. And, yeah, it was disappointing to not see it brought up on the show. They brought up the text from the ex.
Which is wild. Listen,
and I think they should have, if they covered that, they should have covered Black. They should have covered them both, right? Like, let's get everything out in the open. Let's talk about it. I thought, you know, there was an opportunity that was missed there to have that greater conversation. And, you know, it was an opportunity missed. And, you know, it was something that could have helped so many people. It could have shown Eric in a better light. It could have backed up his apology on Instagram, but now it's kind of like that's all we have. And is it going to get brought up? I think it's going to be the elephant in the room going forward in their relationship until he talks about it. So
they've done this in the past to where there's an elephant in the room that has to be spoken on, and they don't speak on it until it dies down.
Yeah.
Pisses me off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel that, like you just said, like when you have such a huge audience. You know, people get on us as influencers or whatever, and we're supposed to do this and that.
Yeah.
Bro, they have millions of people watching their show and they can unite people, and that's just what's extremely annoying. But I just want to – we'll get more to that whenever the show does speak on that. I do want to get to our guest, though, Brandy. He was on Michelle's season of The Bachelorette. He came behind Nate on that season. And we know that he's on Bachelor in Paradise. And we want to talk all about that. Hopefully we get some tea out of him. So let's talk it out with Brandon and bring him in.
Brandon, what is going on, my man? How you doing?
Dude, I'm doing great. How you guys been?
No. Brian, this is how you introduce Brandon. Pretty boy Floyd in the house. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Hype.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
How you doing today, Brandon?
I'm doing great, man. How y'all been?
Great to have you on today. It's been a while since we heard from you, man.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I've been places.
I've been places. We're going to talk about the places that you've been.
Yeah, man. I'm excited because I didn't get to sit down with you last time. I know you did a one-on-one with Mike, so I'm happy to speak to you, man. So, obviously, we got to talk about the big news. How excited are you for Bachelor in Paradise?
Yo, I'm stoked. I'm mad stoked, and I'm also nervous as hell just because, like, obviously, you've seen the promos. I had a lot of sand in my eyes. You know, a couple of moments on the beat. So I'm nervous too, getting roasted by all my friends, but I'm excited.
Does this make you more nervous, or was the Bachelorette more nerve wracking?
No, I think the Bachelorette was more like exciting because it was like the first time I've ever seen myself on TV. And then now I've seen myself on TV and how dorky and corny as hell I am. Then
same, bro.
Do I got to see my cringy self one more time? Like, yeah, so.
Hey, well, hopefully something great comes out of it, you know?
Yo, I'm excited. I'm excited, though.
We can't wait to see what goes down at the beach, but I'll be remiss if we didn't ask you about AFR, After the Final Rose. Did you watch it?
I did.
Well, we just need to know. Clear the room.
Yeah.
This thoughts. Is talking you out. You talking right. to the homies. Yeah. Tell Drop your us thoughts how on you us. Took it, bro.
All right. I mean, what part you want to start?
Let's start from the beginning, homie.
All right. So from the beginning, you know, marriages, everything, proposals. I was like, wow, this is beautiful. Like, good for them. Rachel rode off on a horse with Tino.
Kind of dangerous, by the way.
Yeah, dangerous as hell. Just looking at it, I was like, how'd you get up there? But and then Eric getting engaged to Gabby. And I was like, okay, cool. This is great. The whole Tino situation now. Okay, so pretty much that boy got lit up. And
like a Christmas tree, bro.
Like a Christmas tree.
Fourth of just July. Like,
yeah, just like, bro, a man at the end of the day, like, owns his words, like, owns his actions, owns what he does. This man, it's not my business, but it's kind of just like boy. He's kind of like a boy. It's just like he tried to instead like cover up his actions by like saying like, oh, well, you're in the wrong too. When, you know, cheating is a huge situation. So yeah. I mean, it's not my business, but my boy Avon went out there, stole that girl's heart. Yo, Tino just standing there. I was like, bro, you gotta walk off. You gotta do something. But the boy just stood there, like,
so awkward. So awkward.
Awkward as hell. So you know, like, he is a person at the end of the day. I wish him well, but like, this is going to be a mistake that he's going to, like, I don't know, hopefully learn from.
Yeah.
Next relationship, hopefully. So, man, all that was caught in 4K. Like, that's crazy.
I'm glad that you and Ava are boys, because I was telling Brian, I compared the two of you in the sense of just great men that didn't end up with the woman that they were, you know, in love with or falling in love with. So it's pretty cool to hear that you say that about Avon. What do you think about the lack of speaking on blackface?
Okay. So, I mean, I think that two reasons. One, maybe it's a family show. Maybe it's maybe it's like, yo, we can't really, like, we'll do it on like a podcast or something, some spinoff. I don't know what it might be. But I think, like, in this day and age, it's important, like, with all the, you know, the black community and everything like that, that it's important to recognize, like, yo, this is wrong. And if you're going to catch one guy in 4K just because he's not engaged to the bachelorette, cool. But you got to catch the other guy in 4K too and let him know, like, yo, this is also wrong. You don't have to totally, like, light him up like fireworks, like Kino, but you can, you know, come to an understanding, like, hey, you do need to address all the people, the black community, the people who watch this, like, what you did was wrong. So, I mean,
yeah. I'm laughing at you on these 4K comments.
In 4K.
Yeah, I know.
I've been watching TikTok, so it's like she didn't get caught 4K. It's like,
no, yeah. Fair enough. I mean, the first point that you said is a TV show, I got to X that point simply because I'll be seeing people half naked on this show. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it wasn't necessarily that they had to go in depth. We just wanted to hear from Eric. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it was they could have at least had some type of a conversation. I mean, obviously there's only so much time they have on the show and they got to get through all the drama that happened. But, you know, at least to recognize it, hear this man out, you know, maybe hear from Gabby. I think it would have hit the mark right there. And I just think they missed it. They missed that opportunity.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's two sides to every story. Obviously, what we saw is terrible. It's going to be hard to, like, see a different side from that. But, yeah, I just think they missed the mark. They should have talked about the blackface. But also, I don't run the show, so I can't say much. I don't know if they did talk about it after, but I think they should address it at the end of the day.
You know, Brandon, you speak like someone that's been on, you know, been on the show, right? You speak from experience. And talking about that.
Me?
Yeah, who, me, you know, you've been on After the Final Rose, right, with Michelle. Yeah. What do you remember most about that experience?
I mean, first, what I remember most is, like, I accidentally cussed on live TV. So that was my fault. I forgot I was live.
I do remember that.
Such a good guy.
Yeah. Secondly, it was just it's a place to get clarification. There's a way how to do it respectfully. There's a way how to do it, you know, like, what you need to do to get clarity for one person in your point of view. So, say for instance, you know, Tino going back in and trying to, like, put it back on Rachel, trying to start a fight on stage, rehash, like, different things. Like, I don't think that's how you do it. For me, like, it was like, hey, I just want clarity on my side. Like, what was going through your head? Cause I know I don't see your side. Like, your role is crazy. I just want clarification. Like, where we went wrong so that next relationship that I'm in, I can learn from, like, those mistakes, or I can just understand that I'm just being me and maybe I wasn't your person, like, whatever it may be, because you have 1,000 thoughts going through your head before, and this is the only chance that you get in order to speak to them. So
Brandon, do you think with Michelle you got that closure that you needed when you were on AFR and in order for you to essentially start healing and moving on with your life?
No.
You didn't get closure?
No, I did not. I mean, for me, I got, like, closure. Well, closure. So I got closure pretty much just like, yo, I understand, like, I'm not your person. You're not mine. I guess at the end of the day, I'm happy for you and Nate, things like that. But what I asked is where we went wrong. And what she explained to me was the reason why she fell in love with two people. So I didn't really get closure because I was like, okay, maybe I didn't go wrong. Maybe it's just at the end of the day, it was a, which I looked at it as was like, it's an extremely tough decision. You went with your heart. You chose him. That's it. But I didn't get the closure because I just wanted to know where the disconnect was. But at the end of the day, like, you know,
she chose her person.
You move on. She chose her person. I understood that. I moved on, healed myself, and now I'm happier for it. So,
oh, I want to touch that. Go back right quick. You said I healed myself. How did you heal yourself?
You know, you got to get into routine. You surround yourself by positive people, people who look at things in a different light. So, like, you know, say you spill coffee all over yourself, someone will be like, hey, that's a nice new t-shirt. Like, you got a nice new look going on. So, you know, just like, you know, traveling with friends and everyone from the show and like just seeing new experiences and, you know, just doing things that would make me happy. So for me, it's just like, yo, getting a routine, getting to the gym, like feel better about my body and then eat healthier. I mean, obviously I had a banana and Celsius for breakfast, but,
see, no one knew that. No one knew that until you just now said that.
Oh, I didn't know if that, yeah, you know what I mean? Just like doing it. I think surrounding yourself by positive people and then, you know, just getting a routine and doing things that you love and that you care about. So,
We got to ask, man. Remember that ring you tossed into the sand?
Yeah, yeah.
Did anybody ever find that thing?
Bro, first off, let me tell you about that story. So from day one, when you're about to go meet the Bachelorette, you hungry. Yeah, no matter what, it's because you're in your tux for a couple hours, you're getting ready, you're getting your mind read, like you're getting your mindset, what you're going to say. So I was like, yo, I need a bag of Welch's. You know, I just need a bag of fruit snacks. You know, if I get hungry, I'm going to eat it. So from day one, I got a rose with a bag of Welch's in my pocket. And so I was like, yo, every rose ceremony, I'm going to have a bag of Welch's in my pocket all the way until the end. It was fruit snacks, man. It was fruit snacks. I gave the ring back to a producer because I was like, I don't want to hold this no more. And I'm walking and I look outside and had the bag of Welch's because they failed me. So I just threw them off the balcony. And you hear everyone in the back like, oh my God, you did not just do that. You just threw that off the cliff. I was like, bro, it's a bag of fruit snacks. And you just see the relief on everyone. Like, Neil Lane almost had a heart attack. Leo Lane almost had a heart attack.
Everyone could sleep well knowing the ring is intact and okay.
Yeah, but I can't even imagine like the dudes with metal detectors just out there the next day, like going through the sand, like. So.
Sure, Neil was like, "You owe me some bread, bro."
Yeah, Neil, Neil, pin me up against the wall. He's like, "You owe me bread, right?"
Brandon, I have to know, like, so being in your, I have never been in your position to where I'm in love with a woman that's, you know, she loves two people, she chooses X person, and it didn't work out. And I know that you're in Nate of Friends. This isn't for me to come at Nate. This is more so learning and understanding you. How, and I know that, you know, you want a Bachelor in Paradise, but before we even get to that stuff, can you take me to that, those thoughts when it was like, damn, I was like putting all on the line for this woman. She chose someone else. It doesn't work out. Is there ever a thought of, you know, I mean, we could have worked out? Or is it more like, I feel for you, and I think I know where you're going to say simply because we're on a podcast, but I just want to try to see your genuine response.
I'll tell you how it is. I mean, so for both Nate and Michelle, like, I feel for them. Like, obviously you wanted to work out at the end of the day with your person or who you thought your person was, regardless. I don't know, for me, in my point of view, like, how I saw it is like, yo, I gave my all and God didn't put it in the deck of cards for me with her. So it's just like, yo, I gave everything I had and I left with no regrets because I was like, yo, this is a love that I'm going to give you. I'm going to be myself 100% through the way. If you don't choose that, then I mean, somebody will. Like my person will at the end of the day. They're not even going to bat an eye. They're going to be like, yes, this is the person who I want to be with for the rest of my life. So with Nate and Michelle, like I really did. I wanted them to work out. Like, without a doubt, Nate's my boy. Obviously I didn't talk to Michelle out of respect. Like, I just think that's kind of weird, but, yeah, if I'm able to hang out with Nate, Rodney, like all of them, like we all dated the same woman, but we all have this love and respect for her and the decision that she made with Nate. And so we love Nate. Like I saw Nate's podcast with Nick and all that, and I thought they were going to work out. So I guess just at the end of the day, I mean, life has a funny way of showing you that maybe that isn't your right person like you think it is at that time, but I think things happen. So
yeah, Brandon, I mean, I respect you, man. I think you did it you did it the right way, right? Like, I feel like I'm similar to you in that I was like a horse with blinders on, right? Like, I was going to go 100% no matter what. And if my heart got broken at the end of the day, at least I could sleep well at night. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Knowing that I gave my all, I wasn't, you know, distracted. I wasn't thinking about other things. Like, I was totally focused on Rachel as you were on Michelle. So I got to give you kudos to that. So just to touch up on, you know, the whole Nate and Michelle thing, like, so post breakup, you didn't necessarily speak to Michelle about anything. You just spoke to Nate.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's crossing the line for me if I were to speak to Michelle after the breakup. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I'm not in her life whatsoever. She has her own life. I have my own life. Like, I just think that's disrespectful, especially to my best, like, one of my best friends, Nate. So, yeah, so I spoke to Nate. I was just there for him. Like, yo, I understand. And he felt bad because he saw me and how I was. And he was like, man, maybe I ruined that for you. And I was like, no, dude, like, this is how life was supposed to be. Like, he was just very apologetic. Like, he wanted it to work so bad. Like, he wanted it to work, and it just didn't. So,
see, I'm glad that we have you here to say things like that, because I don't think no one would hear. That has to be humbling for Nate to have said, damn, maybe I messed something up with you.
Yeah.
You know, that's really cool. That's why I asked the question, because we just don't know him. Like, so I appreciate you saying that.
Everything happens for a reason, man.
Definitely.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Homie, this is about you. You know, we haven't seen you since Michelle's season.
Yeah.
What's been going on in your life?
I mean, so I'm just traveling the United States. I'm trying to see places I've never been to. I'm getting ready for this paradise. Like, yo, life's just been crazy. I've been just trying to, like, you know, do all the things that'll make me happy, prep myself for paradise, all that. So it's just,
let me ask you this, because you're bringing up paradise. Do you need to get on Brian and I's good side right now? Because we're going to be talking. Am I going to talk bad about you? I love you. We didn't kick it in person before. Do you need to get on our good side now? Let me know.
I don't think I was bad, but it's just like, Mike, you know how it was. Like, you up for like 20 hours a day, 4 hours of sleep. I was there from like day one. So it's like, yo, just bear with me.
You was there from
me,
like day one to the end?
These promos, man, there's a lot of crying.
Yeah, man. It's just emotions were high all the time. Like, bro, it was this paradise, I'm letting you know, is hands down the craziest thing I've ever went through. Drama every single day, like things snapping off, popping off every day. Like,
wait, are we talking about clothing pieces snapping off? Like, what are we talking about?
I mean,
drama popping off is what it was.
Drama popping off. Yeah.
I like putting people on the spot.
Listen, I saw those promos. There was a lot of tears being shed by men, women. I mean, the whole nine. It looks drama filled. That's for damn sure.
I think everyone cried at least once. At least one.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, man. Like, before Paradise, obviously, you leave Michelle's season. You had to heal. You started traveling. You hang with your boys and whatnot. Did you get a chance to date at all? Maybe to kind of get the juices flowing again before Paradise?
I tried. Like, I was like, yeah, but it was like off Michelle's season. I have like a couple months, so I just wanted to be to myself still and like do my thing. I did meet like a couple people, like not dating, but just like as friends. It's like, yeah, maybe I could see something going here. But then I got the call for Paradise, and then once I got the call for Paradise, I was like, yo, I'm not gonna get into a relationship. I don't wanna do anything. I'd rather just be happy by myself and single. Because
how far in advance did you get the call for Paradise before you went?
Probably like 3-4 months, just saying like, yo, get ready, things like that.
Oh, so basically immediately after you got off from Michelle season, they're like, we want you.
It was pretty much, it was like Michelle season, AFR aired in like December, and then February, I got a text and just like, yo, get ready for Paradise, like things like that.
Okay, so you had like maybe a good 5 months after your breakup with Michelle and heartbreak to going on Paradise.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good, because like, I know Brian and I earlier, or on this pod in this past season, we were saying we kind of feel for Gabby and Rachel in the sense like they got immediately back into it.
Thrown in the fire. You know? Yeah.
And so that has to, you know, that takes account. You know what I mean? And so we're just happy that you had 5 months to, you know, heal yourself, heal
decompress.
Your heart.
Yeah.
Decompress. Because you know, people ask me, like, once I was off, like, when I got my heart broken on Michelle's season, they were like, yo, like, what do you think about The Bachelor? Like, would you do it? And I was like, no, it was like, because Clayton, like, literally left, like, 2 weeks right after. And I felt like that would be disrespectful to, like, Michelle. It'd be disrespectful to myself and to the girls who are there. Like, I wouldn't be able to give myself like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's so correct. I think it's good.
So
for, like,
that. I so agree with that point.
So for me, personally, like, I saw Zach's my boy, too, from Austin. Like, I'm glad they chose someone who went to Fantasy Suites this time, because I feel like you need to go to Fantasy Suites to get, like, because once it's there, like, you are more mature in the bachelor life and, like, more understanding of people's feelings to, like, have someone in, like, the top three be the bachelor than to, you know, like, someone who's never been there and then try to understand their feelings and everything like that. So,
so you think that played an impact on Clayton's season?
I think, like, it did. I think, because Clayton's an amazing dude, love him to death, amazing guy, but it's like you have to get to that so you understand, like what it's like and what you got to go through. Because when you see, like, the person you're in love with go to Fantasy Suites with two other people, like, you got to understand, like, mentally, yeah, it's different. You got to understand mentally, like, yo, okay, if I was in that position, how would I take it? You got to see it from that point of view. So,
great insight.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this,
you got
man.
Like,
I mean,
to do, man, you got love.
It's a great point. So obviously, you get your heart broken. You had a decent amount of time to reflect and heal and stuff like that. Like, what did you learn during that time after getting your heart broken, you know, upon the healing process going into paradise that you were able to take with you onto the beach?
So, I mean, for me, it's a quote. It's a, I'd rather be happy pleasing myself, or I'd rather be happy being myself, than unhappy trying to please everybody else.
Facts.
So it was just like, I did things for me that made me happy, not necessarily things that would make other people happy. Like, say, like, if I got, for instance, if I just needed to, like, settle down and, like, read a book and, like, get my mind right. And if someone's like, yo, like, I really want to go to this thing, like, I really want to go to this concert, you got to come with me, you got to do this. Like, maybe that day I just, like, I took time for myself, like, yo, I can't do that right now. Like, I can't go do this, I can't go do that. I want to take time for myself to get myself right. So it's kind of like putting myself first, in a sense.
It seems like you did a lot of great things post breakup with Michelle. I mean, taking time for yourself, putting yourself first, then, you know, reconnecting with your boys, traveling, you know, the beautiful countryside, seeing different things, I'm sure having fun. This is a pretty, this is kind of a off question, but kind of funny. I want to know if you and or y'all feel this. Brian, this is for you as well. So, like, when you get out of a relationship as fellas, right? Mm-hmm. Brandon, when you went on to paradise, did you feel like you may have lost a little swag, a little bit?
A little mojo?
Because it's happened to me before. You know, I've got my heart broke, try to get back in the game. I'm like, ooh, my first two attempts was bad, you know? Yeah. Was that, like, something that you felt at all or no?
So personally, honestly, like, not really. just not being cocky, but just because I like a playbook of, like, what I did on The Bachelorette. I was myself. I did everything that was, like,
you took notes. You had notes. Don't call it a playbook. Well,
oh, sorry. No, yeah, because then it brought me back to that.
Yeah,
guy
playbook
on my
sounds
had,
extremely
like,
bad. Let's just say took notes. Yeah, okay. Brian got your back.
I saw what I did on Michelle's season. I was myself. I followed my heart. I did all that. So it was like, I'm just going to bring that same energy into paradise. So I guess not play. It's just like, I learned, like, what to do, like, yeah, what I need to do in order to, like, people love me for me.
Drop some tea for us, man. Like, what can we expect? Like, to give us something that we could look forward to on this season of Bachelor in Paradise.
Bro, I'm letting you know, like, when, you know, when Jesse's like, it's the craziest season of all, blah, blah, blah. Like, this, I've seen Last Paradise because I had to see, like, what everyone wore, all that. I saw that, and I saw what Blake went through just to make sure, like, yo,
don't do that.
Anything wrong. Don't do that. Like, what to do, what not to do. But yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, like, this is crazier than both their seasons, hands down, without a doubt. Like, this, like, here, I'll give you insight. People were willing to leave rather than stay on the beach and try to find someone else. Like, it was so crazy there that they were like, yo, if this isn't it, I'm out. Like, I can't keep doing this type of vibe. So
it was. Yeah. Well, we can't wait to watch September 27th starting off.
Yes, sir.
Before we let you go, Brandon, you've been great. And like I said earlier, the word malicious and you do not mix whatsoever. So don't worry about that. We would love for you to drop a gem for us, man. What do you have for us today?
Man, I mean, I think I already used the quote, but
you have, and it was a great one too.
It was just, you know, like I'd rather be happy being myself than unhappy trying to please everyone else. You know what I mean? And just that's it. Just drop the mic there.
Speaking of happy, man, are you happy right now? How happy? How happy are you?
Scale 1 to 10.
Yeah. 1 to 10. There you go.
Watch the show. I'll tell you after.
Get the hell out of here. If you happy or not.
That sounds like a 10. I'm happy. That sounds like a 10 to me.
I'm happy.
Great job, man. Great job. Seriously, though. We can't wait to watch your love unfold. Seriously. It was great to talk to you last time here on Talking Out. Great to talk to you this time. And just want the best for you, man. You're a good one.
I appreciate you coming on, man.
I appreciate y'all having me on.
Oh, so, Brian, man.
How'd you feel, man?
Good, man. I think Brandon's a really sweet man, bro. Like, he's just he just seems like a really good dude. I know
he's a stand-up guy. He truly, truly is.
Yeah, I feel like he gets a little bit of a bad rap sometimes. I've heard people call him like a love bomber. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but
he is not.
No, I really think he comes from like a genuine place, and he's just like one of those guys, like a hopeless romantic. He says how he feels. He's not afraid to do it. You know what I'm saying? He's vulnerable. He's open. And I think he's going to thrive on Bachelor in Paradise because he had that time to heal 90%. After the breakup with Michelle. And he's a man on a mission. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he knows what he wants. He is secure in himself. And, you know, I think that the women are going to flock to him once he hits the beach. So I'm looking forward to seeing his love story. Well, how about you?
I mean, everything that you said, I feel the same way. When he was on Talking It Out before, I just felt such a great spirit about him.
Yeah.
And I felt that he was a good guy, but not good in the sense of like nerdy good. Like, I felt like he was a good guy in the sense of like still can pull a girl. You know what I mean?
He's got swag.
He's a great guy, but he can't pull nobody. You know, he actually got a little swag to him. So I think he's a great guy. It was awesome having him on today for him to speak on, you know, Blackface, speak on Rachel and Tino situation. Gabby and Eric situation, the show in general, and then just, you know, September 27th, Bachelor in Paradise. Can't wait to see him and his love unfold.
Yes, sir. Huge thanks to Brandon for being here. And to all of our listeners out there, make sure you tune in to Bachelor in Paradise next Tuesday, September 27th at 8 p.m. on ABC or stream it on Hulu. And to all of the listeners out there, once again, thank you for tuning in to today's episode.
You know, we always love to hear your opinions, your stories, your insights. So please don't forget to like, comment, follow. Message us on social at Talking Out BN. That's Talking Out B as in Bachelor, N as in Nation on IG. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Listen to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from. And baby, don't DM me no more until you hit that subscribe. We love y'all.